أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له. ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم هو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness, we believe in Him. We put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in his book, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful, the sadiqeen, those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he reminds us in his book, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wal asr. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, with the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, by the Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Surely, Al-insan, the human being, is in loss. Except, illa alladhina, except those who amanu, believe, and amilu, do good deeds. Watawasaw bilhaq, and encourage one another with truth. Watawasaw bisabr, and encourage each other to be patient or with patience. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, there are few things in this dunya more precious to the human being than time. And the same is true for the Muslim, but for very different reasons. Because Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to teach us the value of time in this dunya and warned us not to waste it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, This surah, Suratul Asr, is a surah revealed as a reminder and as a warning for the human being, but especially for the Muslim who has taqwa, who is conscious of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in only three short ayah, it alerts the Muslim to the gravity of our disposition in this dunya and the way to avoid wasting this opportunity. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to the best of our knowledge, Suratul Asr was revealed in Mecca, and as we know, it is three ayah or three verses and one of the shortest surahs in the Holy Quran, and of course Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. If we just examine the surah itself and what the scholars have written about it and what opinions that they have come to it, some say that this means ad-dahr, that this asr is referring to time itself. Some scholars differ and asserted, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whenever someone mentioned al-asr, he would say, and the problems which face the human being during his life. For this reason, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in Surah Ad-Dahr, was there not a time that the human being passed through that he was a thing unknown? Was there not a time in which the human being was a thing unknown? According to Ibn Abbas, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and his father, he was quoted as saying that there were 120 different nations before the creation of the human being. The human being the last of which, the jinn preceding them and preceding them, two nations known as Al-Hun and Al-Bun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So these times before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's only given us very little information, but given us a clue. Was there not a time in which the human being was a thing unknown, unthought of, unheard of? So what happened during that time, Allah knows best. But what we have to worry about is the time in which we are here, and to make the best use of it. What happened during the time that you live, as you pass through different ages of your life, from youth to old age, through joy, sorrow, sickness, health, wealth, poverty. All of this may be known as al-asr. The human being, he passes through seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, and millennia. And during each stage and during each division of time, there is a test. There is a trial. There are situations. And yet through all of this, time moves on, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never out of control. Never is time outside of his grasp and outside of his decree. We know that it's for us, time is divided into past, present, and future. The past is gone, and none can return to it. The near past has left, and yet we experience it, and some of it has little meaning to us. The present is where we live right now, and the very seconds that we experience, while the future is blank. None of us knows what it holds. In the past, you may have been happy. In the present, you could be worried. And in the future, you never know what your name may be, alive or not. As such, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, nothing for us is stable because we can't control time. And as a result of that, we must be very careful not to waste the time we have. We can't stop it. We can't avoid it. We can't avoid what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed of us for how we will be and how our time will be divided, or how our time will be spent, rather, in this life. So the wise are those who invest wisely. The wise are those who regard the time that they have as precious. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, whatever we do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it being recorded. Whatever we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it being recorded. And that's a record so that we will know what we did and what it's worth. A lot of us have the idea that time is money. It's not. That's what this dunya will teach you, and we'll pass that on as an idea, which is false. And so we live in this dunya with that false idea, that illusion, that if we're not making money, we're wasting time. That our time should be equated to some monetary value. And the higher the value, the better the time. And that's a false idea. And it's not one that we should teach our children. It is not one that we should hold for ourselves. Because at the end of the day, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, when we are faced with how we have spent our time, when we are faced with the true value of what we did in this life, it won't be money that we're looking for. There's no ATMs on the Day of Judgment. There's no currency there with faces printed on it. There are only good deeds and bad deeds. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, don't waste your time. Some scholars, they say that Al-Asr is the period of trial, and that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding this time, he revealed how best to manage this trial. Other scholars approach it in a different way, and they say that when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in these verses, "Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr," by al asr, surely man is lost, they say that the job in which you do, you are not winning, you are losing, no matter what it is. Some may say, how is that? Because whatever you choose, you still could have done more. Whether you did nothing to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and benefit yourself, or whether you did try to do something, you still could have done more. And so no matter what you do, innal insana lafi khusr, every man is losing. They are losing what? An opportunity. And that opportunity really at the end of the day is to try to gain favor and pleasure with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Asr, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, where the human being is happy and thinks things are going well, but he forgets. He forgets that Al-Asr is a quantity of time that is traveling nonstop, and the one who fails to plan loses every second of this opportunity. Al-Asr, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it's not by chance that it has a relationship to the word asir. For those who speak Arabic, asir means juice. And so there are some scholars that say that like you take a fruit and you squeeze it to get its juice, you squeeze it between two hard things. And from it you see its essence. You get the juice of it, the essence of that fruit. And so there are some scholars that say the two hard things for the human being is birth and death. If we think that these are not hard, then Isa alayhi salam would not have asked for salam to be on them, as he said, "Wa salamun alayya yawma wulidtu wa yawma amutu," and peace be upon me the day that I was born and the day that I will die. These are one of the two hardest experiences for the human being, birth and death. And between the two, you are squeezed. How did you use that period? And it will be seen what you did with it. When you are squeezed, did you make good use of the time or did you waste it? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, one of the great scholars of Islam, he said, Al-Asr is, in my opinion, two parts of the day. Because Almighty Allah SWT swears by Al-Asr as he swears by Ad-Duha. We know, just as a point of understanding, Al-Asr is the time of the waning of the day, and Ad-Duha is the first light of the day. He continues, "For this reason, these two times have a lot of power, because the first light, the morning, such as Ad-Duha, is the waking from death. As we know, sleep is the sister of death. And the evening, Al-Layl, in his opinion, is Yawm Al-Qiyamah, the day of judgment, when the people will be brought forth and gathered, and the last blast of the trumpet will sound. And just as the defendant in Al-Islam needs two witnesses, these are his two witnesses on every day, Ad-Duha and Al-Asr, the times." There are some scholars also that say that that is in fact the case. That not only will, as Allah SWT, he says, your hands and your legs will testify on that day about you, that the times will also be manifested as persons, that they will come and testify for you or against you. I am April 15th, 2016, and I bear witness that Abdullah was doing X, Y, Z at this time. He was praising Allah, he was at the masjid on time, he was there remembering Allah, and I am his witness and I am standing for him. Or, he took his time to get to the masjid, he was late because he was on the phone doing business, and he just made the last taslim. We pick. How will our time bear witness? Will it be for us or against us? When we say Al-Asr, once Asr is gone, the day is gone. And that Maghrib begins actually a new day. When Maghrib comes in, the shifts of the angels change. When Allah SWT, he decides that it's Maghrib time, this is one of the reasons why Salat is so vitally important. That if Allah SWT blesses us to be on time, and to be cognizant and conscious, then once Salatul Asr is performed, the deeds of the day, between of the daylight hours, of those angels are taken up. And then the deeds of the night are recorded by the angels that Allah SWT sends down for that night to witness. Our angels that accompany us all the time, that's different. But there's angels of the day, and there's angels of the night. And so you never want the angels of the night finding you trying to do the deeds of the day. I said, those aren't up for us to witness. You know, there's a hadith in which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when those times of prayer are offered in the wrong time, those angels fling those deeds back in your face and curse you. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, the Asr is the opportunity. The Asr is the chance. The Asr is what Allah SWT affords us as a ni'mah, as a blessing, as a blessing, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will record for us how best we utilize what He has given. No one can give you more time. No one can extend the life. No one can create time. This is all with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one, even scientifically, only thing we can do is observe it. Only thing that we can do is experience it. And believe me, every scientist that's in this, in the realm of physics and astrophysics and quantum physics and quantum mechanics, time is one of the most mysterious studies. And no matter what they do, they all have to agree, only thing we can do is look at it. Einstein said, well, you know, if you go fast enough and, you know, or this, or time is relative and these and that, yeah, that all may be true. But at the end of the day, you can't put it in a bottle. You can't, people try to sell it to you. But at the end of the day, that's it. You are given an allotted time. And there's nothing else that you can do about it once it's gone. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we as the Muslim must always be conscious of what time it is. When it comes to al-Islam, this is the most critical aspect of our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, be careful of the time, be careful of the two ends of the day. Guard your salah at the two ends of the day, and especially guard the salatul wasata, the middle prayer. And there are many, 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 many different opinions about what's that middle prayer. Is it judged by this? Is it judged by that? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided it and made it very clear that we are always time conscious. That we do not let the time catch us short. That we are up before the sun rises. And that we are special to make sure that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, this is the time that I want you to talk to me, that I want you to come to me, that I want you to answer my call, we are there. Everything with regards to Islam is about time. And the most critical thing is that we want to be aware and careful of how we face our time. Right? That's what everybody said. Well, it was His time. It was His time. That means it's up. Well, it was His time. There's nothing you can do about that. We can complain about how we met it. But at the end of the day, when time's up, it's up. And that's what the Muslim says. No matter what happens, it was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before that soul got here, that that would be his or her time. The Muslim, there is no aspect of this deen that does not have a time element. And again, the most critical part is as-salah. And as-salah marks our time, like this ayah. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Surely as-salah is fixed on the believer at fixed times. It's written. Written down at fixed times. And look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes every second of every day a witness for us or against us. That salah is not fixed at the same time every day, every day, every day. It moves. So that the seconds in one day are a witness and the second on another day is a witness. So if we're wise, we have every second come on the day of judgment like an army of witnesses. That they come and say, yes, I'm the second of this day at this time in this year. And I bear witness that this man was remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. Every day we may look at Salatul Fajr, ooh, it's getting earlier and earlier. No, those are more witnesses for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created more witnesses for you to say, yes, He made use, wise use of his time. This is what this is for. It's a blessing. It's a ni'mah. And the most critical time is Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's what the whole world is looking for. Look at even the kafir. Well, yes, alunaka anisa'a, and they ask you about the time. They ask you about the hour, the final hour. Meta had al wa'd. When is this promise going to come? They ask. This is everybody's one. Well, when is the day of judgment? You say it's the day of judgment coming. When is it coming? That's what everybody asks about that time. It's a critical aspect of human endeavor and life. And for the Muslim, it is even more so. That's why every Jumu'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to remind ourselves of what he says in his book. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, have heed or take heed of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given of advice. In other words, how to use your time. Wa la tamutunna, and don't die. Illa wa antum muslimun, except that you are Muslims. Do you know when you're going to die? Do you know what your time is? No. So that is encouragement and good advice. Don't waste your time because you don't know how much of it you have. Don't get caught wasting your time, especially using it to disobey Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ and do not die إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ that, except that you are found obeying Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting to him. So be on guard. اتَّقُوا be on guard at all times. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ وَلِي وَلَكُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what time is it? If we are living our lives according to what Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم taught, this question is forever on our minds. Why? Because every moment that we are here holds an opportunity to gain. And the best of gains is to obtain the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this dunya, what occupies our mind occupies our time. So if the dunya is always on your mind, then the dunya is always occupying your time. I remind you, as I remind myself, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that according to the most authenticated reports in hadith, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this month, in the month, the sacred month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him on the Isra and Mi'raj. And during the Mi'raj, he was with Jibreel alayhi salam in one of the stratas. For those of us who may not understand what I'm speaking of, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his infinite wisdom, has created levels to this creation. And for those of us who may have a curiosity about it, know that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the Holy Quran, whatever he's mentioned will be revealed. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا, he has created seven heavens stacked one above the other, one day we will come to know that as fact.
Whatever is in the Holy Quran will be revealed in this dunya for people to know before it's wrapped up. Whether we live to see that or not, Allah knows best. But they will come to know that there are seven other stratas to this creation. By stratas, we mean levels. That means stacked above another. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he described them in hadith. But he was on one of these stratas in this realm when he saw what appeared to be a man seated with the world between his knees. And his gaze was fixed firmly upon a tablet of light between his hands. And he asked Jibril, alayhi salam, who is this? He said, this is the angel of death. And he is incessantly occupied in taking away life. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions, after being introduced by Jibreel alayhi salam as the Prophet of Mercy, I exchanged salutations with him, and he welcomed me, saying that my community was good. I replied by expressing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, this angel's work is greater and more severe than any other angel. So I inquired if the angel of death personally took away the spirits of all people, of all things. Yes, said Jibreel alayhi salam. And then I asked the angel of death if he saw and approached every individual himself. Yes, he replied. The world over which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me an office is no more in my hand than that of a dirham, like a quarter. There is not a single home whose residents I do not observe one by one, five times a day. I'm going to repeat that. This is the angel of death speaking. There is not a home in whose residence I do not observe one by one, five times a day. When relatives weep and cry and wail because of the departure of a friend, I say to them, weep not for him, because I must visit you again and again till none of you are left. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to Jibreel alayhi salam, death is enough to cause grief and overwhelming sorrow. And Jibreel alayhi salam replied, that which follows death is far worse. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to deduce which five times of the day death visits each of us. And again, the reminder, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, ittaqullah, take heed of Allah, haqqa tuqatih, as you should take heed of him. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ, and do not die, إِلَّا, except أَنْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, that you are Muslim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, every single moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us is an opportunity to gain His pleasure. That's why we are here. مَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ جِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ, I have not created the jinn and the men except for one purpose, to worship me. This is the reason we are here. This is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a soul, a nafs, a body, intelligence for His worship. And if we're missing that opportunity, then we're missing the chance to gain, and we're missing the ability to get out of this dunya in a fashion, be it in the letter ta'ala, that we will be among the winners. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Surely the mu'min, they've already succeeded. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confers that title upon you, as he says, don't take it for yourself. It's not you to award to yourself. Oh, I'm a believer. No, he said, don't say that. You're a Muslim. But mu'min, that's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you have been dubbed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mu'min, your guarantee is in the Quran. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers won. They won. They've succeeded. They have the success. They made good use of their time. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed to his companions after the Mi'raj, after the Isra and Mi'raj, that I came to a white plain in one of the stratas. And there were many angels furiously stacking alternating bricks of gold and silver, building palaces. And then they would stop. And then all of a sudden they start back again. Building, stop. And I turned to Jibreel alayhi salam and I said, who are these and what are they doing? He said, these are the angels that are instructed to build as long as that servant is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to build that palace for them. And as long as they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are building. But as soon as they stop, they stop. Soon as he stops remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they stop building. And so this is the encouragement, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is the investment in our life here that matters. The usage, the wise usage of every single moment in time. Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَمُنْكَرِ. Surely the salah rebukes, prohibits, repels, rather, those acts that are major sins, al-fahsha wa munkar, and hated deeds. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. But the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater. We can only make as-salah, the fard, at certain times. But we can make dhikrullah all day, every day. You stand up, bismillah. You sit down, alhamdulillah. You drink something, bismillah. You stop drinking, alhamdulillah. You make in tasbih and tahleel and all of the adhkar at any time. Even when you were going into the restroom, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you exit the restroom, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you visit your wives, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you wash yourself, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not salah, but it is a dhikr. And it is, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's greater and it is better use of one's time. What occupies our mind occupies our time. What occupies our time comprises what we have as a life. And so the mu'min, he is the one who has won because his life is a testament that I remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I didn't forget him. I didn't waste my time chasing the dirt of the dunya. Yeah, it's the dirt of the dunya. No matter what you, how you look at it, no matter how shiny it is, no matter how much somebody may value it, it's still dirt. Kullu man alayha fan. Everything on this place will blow away. وَيَبْكَ وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. But the face of your Lord will remain, the Lord of glory and honor. What occupies our mind occupies our time. So Allah should be on my mind all the time. That is the best use of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assembled into this human being. Is to remember him much. Udhkuruni. Remember me. Adhkurukum. I will remember you. What better exchange than that? To be remembered by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good way. And that your name is mentioned in the heavens amongst the angels. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you to them as good, they pray for you. And so now you have more ni'mah, more thawab, more blessings. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you, as I remind myself, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرُ, that man is losing. He is always losing. Like imagine an hourglass. And the sand is just going through it. And no matter what you do, you can't stop it. No matter what you do, it's gone. Going, 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 going. And every human being is in this case because they have not invested, they have not looked at this time as for what it is. They've only looked at it as an ability to get more dunya. Al-haakumu takathur hatta zultumul maqabir. The running around and filling one's pockets with dirt. Oh, I need to get this, I need to pay this, I need to do that, I need to talk to this person about this, about this, about that. Everything except I need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What time is it? Every single moment of the day, there is an opportunity. And in this day, in these days, in these times, in this month, the time is more precious. The time is more precious. Don't listen to those who would tell you, oh, Rajab and Muharram and Dhul Qa'dah and Dhul Hijjah, they're like any other month. There's no special, nothing special about it. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say they're sacred then? What explanation do you have for that? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala single those 4 months out as sacred if the time within it was not special? As we have heard in the hadith, as we mentioned last Friday in the previous khutbah, what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about how these moments in the sacred times, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's given us more incentive. Don't let these moments pass you by. Invest in them wisely. Make use of this time, because once it's gone, it's gone. That's why everyone is looking for the holy month of Ramadan, because we know its moments are special. Its moments are very valuable. The reward for good deeds, very valuable. Very good idea to invest wisely. Don't let a single moment pass you by. That's why people wear themselves out in the Tarawih and in other actions of an amal. For what? To gain more rewards. Because in those specific times, it's more precious, it's more valuable. Inside the holy month of Ramadan is not like outside the holy month of Ramadan. And we know that at that time, that's the only time that we know for a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chains all of the shayateen up and keeps them off you. And Allah is my witness. And you are witness too, those of you who are fasted. You can bear witness that inside the holy month of Ramadan ain't like outside. Fasting inside the holy month of Ramadan, much easier than fasting outside the holy month of Ramadan. It's a breeze. I don't care how long the day is. You know, we get to the end of the holy month of Ramadan. Wow, it's over. Subhanallah. Right? And it's easy. You don't feel the thoughts that come to you after the holy month of Ramadan. Wallahi, it's not like inside. You feel the difference. It's tangible. You feel it much easier to read the Holy Quran, to make dhikr, to do good deeds. You're more generous. All of that. Why? The shayateen, they're not on you. That's a specific time. So let us not be neglectful or heedless or thinking that, oh, that this opportunity that we have, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not set out something good for us if we make use of our time. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is one of the worst errors for the human being. when it comes to time. Everything is a time vampire. It wants to suck away all your time. If it's not your phone with some app to get you to be doing something other than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or it's ringing, or you on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Time vampires. Okay, you got a phone. Now you need a tablet. Now you need a computer. Now you need a TV. Now you need your car to have a TV. Anything and everything to occupy your mind and occupy your time with anything except remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even get your kids. You know, we're amazed at a child. They just learned to walk, but they know how to use a smartphone. It's a fact. Like, what kind of shaitan is this? They don't even know how to spell, but they know how to use a smartphone and a tablet. Better than you. Anything to take away your mind and your time. And video games are the worst. Got your kids and even adults, you know, standing in line waiting to buy a video game for $100. What kind of madness is this? And yet when we call each other to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it really is as if we become vampires. You know, like we cringe. I got other things to do. Really? When that angel of death come get you, you're going to wish you had spent your time better. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you as I remind myself, time is precious. Time is precious, can't be replaced. And we should invest our time wisely with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with taking regard of those special opportunities that he gives in each moment of the day. That was one of the things that the companions was hungry about, that they were asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the times of day for the benefits. What time can I appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will answer my prayers? What's a good time for that? And then some things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden, like we know, on Jumu'ah. That Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he spoke about a time between Jumu'ah and Salatul Asr, that there's an hour. Didn't say when. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the prayers. We know that in the holy month of Ramadan, there's a day, a night rather, Laylatul Qadr, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may do this or that for you. In which the decree comes down. And if you're found engaged in using your time wisely, then the angels come to greet you. Jibreel alayhi salam comes and shakes your hand. Everything in Islam encourages us to be careful about our time. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Monday past, we lost a great benefit to our community, my uncle Dr. Akbar Muhammad. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And subhanAllah, though he was sick, he was not hospitalized. And he went for a procedure and return to Allah in that moment. Every one of us, we may be on a road to avoid our destiny, and that's where we meet it. Whatever we do, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to be aware of and be on point. We are leaving here. We are leaving, and the only thing that matters is how we meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's all that matters. Everything in between is a footnote. What matters is how we meet him, how we spent our time, and how we arrive in front of him. Did we use the time wisely, or did we waste it? Again, as he says, Al-Hakumu Takafur, this dunya and its trying to gain from it distracts you. Hatta Zultumul Maqabir, until you visit the grave. Kalla Sawfa Ta'lamun, then you will come to know. This is the know before you go. This now. Now you know before you go. You've getting the chance. You didn't know nothing before you got here. Nobody informed you about nothing in this dunya before you came here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, is letting you know everything about where we are all going. So it is best to invest your time wisely. So I remind you of this, as I remind myself, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانِ لَفِي خُسْرٍ, everyone is lost and losing. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ, except those who آمَنُوا, who believe. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they do good deeds. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالْحَقِّ, and they encourage each other with truth. وَتَوَاسُوا بِالصَّبْرِ, and encourage each other to be patient. In conclusion, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to be conscious of using our time in this dunya wisely and not waste it. For the greatest regret of the grave is not having more time. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر